Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Al Korns. We're here every Sunday night for some of the finest and modest dream mainstream jazz. We're going to be here for approximately 2 hours. We're going to take a short break for the news at the top of the hour for about 5 minutes and be back for a second hour. So we hope you'll stick around tonight and enjoy the sounds with us here in the studio. Tonight, our highlight artist is really a group, an ensemble, called the Frankie Cap Juggernaut. It was a big band that was put together by West Coast drummer Frankie Cap in the early 1980s. He formed it with pianist Nat Pierce, who did a lot of things in the Basie band, and then Nat removed himself from the organization, and it was after that it was just known as the Frankie Cap Juggernaut. And so we're going to sample some of that work. He had the cream of the West Coast crop in his big band, for example, on the track I'm going to play out of the album called Juggernaut Strikes Again on the Concord label. People like Snooky Young and Bill Berry on trumpet, Buster Cooper on trombone, Marshall Royal on alto sax, who's lead alto sax man in a Basie band, Pete Chrisley and Bob Kruger on tenor sax. So you can see it's a high-quality ensemble that he put together. And most of these things are all done in a Basie bag. So we're going to do a Neil Hefti composition and arrangement called Little Pony. Thank you. That's drummer Frankie Capp leading up his Juggernaut Big Band, early 1981 on Concord label, and that was Little Pony, written by Neil Hefti, and that was definitely done in the Count Basie tradition. Fine tenor sax solos there by Bob Cooper and Pete Chrislieb. So what's the top of your playlist this week, Al?
Well, we're going to change the tempo a little bit with a group led by another drummer. This time it's Jake Hanna, and they call themselves the After Hours Gang, and the name of the CD is The Joint Is Jumpin' on the Arbors label. And in addition to Jake on drums, we'll hear from Jack Sheldon on trumpet, Tommy Newsom on tenor sax, John Allred on trombone, Ross Tompkins on piano, and David Stone on bass. They're going to do a tune written by James Warburg and Kay Smith, and the arrangements are basically a showcase for John Allred on trombone and David Stone on bass, and it's entitled Can't We Be Friends? That was Can't We Be Friends, featuring the After Hours Gang, led by Jake Hanna on drums. I think Jack Sheldon and Tommy Newsom went out for a smoke through that one, but we heard from John Allred on trombone, Ross Tompkins on piano, and David Stone on bass. That was from a CD entitled The Joint Is Jumpin' on the Arbors label, released in 1998.
I'm going to continue to highlight the Frankie Capp Juggernaut Big Band. He cut several albums on the Concord label and used the cream of the crop on the West Coast jazz artists at that particular time. This was cut in about 1994, and it was called In a Hefty Bag, which means all the arrangements and compositions were written by Neil Hefty, who did a whole lot of arranging and composing for the Count Basie Big Band. And the personnel shifts from big band CD to big band CD. On this particular CD, to give an example of the powerhouse ensemble that he assembled, includes Marshall Royal again on alto sax. We got Pete Chrisley back on tenor sax. Ricky Woodward now comes in on tenor sax. We've got Snooky Young, formerly with the Basie Band, on trumpet. Connie Condoli is in here on trumpet. And Gerald Wiggins is on piano, among others. So this is a beautiful ballad written by Hefty called Midnight Blue. Thank you. it's the Frankie Cap Juggernaut Big Band in a hefty bag, and that certainly was a hefty bag. It was composed and arranged by Neil Hefti. If anybody could make a ballad swing, it was Neil Hefti, and that was definitely in the bassy groove. So what's up next, Al?
Well, next we hear from a group led by organist Jimmy McGriff, and this is from a CD entitled The Starting Five on the Milestone label, and it features McGriff on organ, Rusty Bryant on tenor sax, David Fathead Newman on alto sax, Wayne Boyd on guitar, and Bernard Purdy on drums. And they're going to do a tune written by George Baseman and Ned Washington entitled I'm Getting Sentimental Over You.
Thank you.
That was I'm Getting Sentimental Over You, featuring Jimmy McGriff on organ, Rusty Bryant on tenor sax, David Newman on alto sax, Wayne Boyd on guitar, and Bernard Purdy on drums. That was from a CD entitled The Starting Five on the Milestone label, released in 1986.
Here's another track by our highlight artist of the week, Frankie Capp's Juggernaut Big Band. And this is an album on the Concord label called Play It Again, Sam. And to understand the background behind the title of this particular CD, you have to understand that all the arrangements on this album were by Sammy Nestico, who between 1968 and about 1987 wrote many, many charts for the Count Basie Big Band. So this is Play It Again, Sam by the Frankie Capp Juggernaut. And as I stated previously, the personnel shifts from CD to CD, although a lot of it, there's personnel overlaps. In here, we've got Bill Berry, Connie Condoli on trumpet, Pete Chrislieb on tenor sax, Ricky Woodward on tenor sax, and Gerald Wiggins is back on piano, among many, on the ensemble. It's about a 17 or 18 piece big band. Let's listen to Sammy Nestico's composition and arrangement, Warm Breeze. Frankie Capp Juggernaut Big Band, definitely in the Count Basie bag, from his Concord album. Frank Capp presents Sammy Nestico, Play It Again, Sam. And the play on words here is Sammy Nestico wrote numerous compositions and arrangements for the Count Basie Big Band down through the years, and that was cut on the Concord label.
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by Hank Mobley. It's from a CD entitled The Turnaround on the Blue Note label, and it features Hank on tenor sax, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Barry Harris on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. It's a tune written by Hank, and it kind of contradicts the title of the CD. He called it Straight Ahead.
Thank you.
was Straight Ahead, a tune written by Hank Mobley, and featuring Hank on tenor sax, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Barry Harris on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. That was from an LP on the Blue Note label released in 1965 entitled The Turnaround.
We turn now to our Spotlight Artist of the Week, Frankie Capp and his Juggernaut Big Band. And this is an album he cut on the Concord label in October, November of 1981. And it's a little thing put together by the piano player in the Juggernaut at that particular time, Nat Pierce. This is called New York Shuffle. Yes, that's the Frankie Capp Juggernaut Big Band from his Concord album, The Juggernaut Strikes Again. And that was a little item called The New York Shuffle, written by the pianist on that particular track, Nat Pierce, who was a co-founder of the Juggernaut Band with Frankie Capp. And that was a fine soprano sax solo there by Bill Green.
Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 with a break in between the 2 hours for the news, which is coming up soon. And after the news, I hope you'll stick around for another almost full hour of great music. I'm Al Korns. Our co-host is Kent Lindquist. We're going to wrap up this first hour with a group headed up by Harold Land. It's from a LP entitled Harold in the Land of Jazz. It features Harold on tenor sax, Rolf Erickson on trumpet, Carl Perkins on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Frank Butler on drums. And they're going to do a tune written by Kurt Weill and Ogden Nash entitled Speak Low.